Yes. Oh my God. Welcome to Future Fashion Icons. It is Paris Fashion Week. Milan Fashion Week had just ended. Oh my God. I am so excited. Recapping all of the best of Milan Fashion Week and all of the other epic events all around the world. Alrighty. Future Fashion Icons. Let's see, my favorite from Milan Fashion Week was probably, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Federico Sena. I'm sure I botched that. Federico Sena. Oh my God, I loved the sheer chocolate brown tight-fitting turtleneck sweater that he paired with a high-waist brown pants. Oh my God, the way Federico made denim booty shorts a separate look. Denim booty shorts, a winter staple by pairing them with rain boots. I'm going to need these rain boots and the booty shorts and the chocolate brown ensemble. I am taking notes, but there was also a mint green ensemble in Federico Sena's collection that I loved. It was like an oversized cardigan trench coat thingamajig in mint green, paired with a matching mint green undershirt, paired with a mint green turtleneck. I need all of this mint green. I love it. Minty and green. Mint green. Jordan Luca, which is designed by Mr. Jordan Bowen and Luca Lucifer. Oh my God, that's a name. Luca Lucifer. I love that. For Jordan Luca, they put all the male models in heels, all the spiky 80s punk rock hair, the mohawks, even some flock of seagulls type hairstyles. And I love the red leather duffel bag. I am going to need this red leather duffel bag. Todd Snyder. Oh my God, I loved the fur coat. The fur coat was my favorite with its teddy bear texture. But I mean that like in the best way. I'm pretty sure it was faux fur. I mean, it could have been real fur, but I'm pretty sure it was faux fur. It was like teddy bear texture, but like the highest quality Harrods type teddy bear as a trench coat. And I definitely need Todd Snyder's monochrome caramel look from their Italy show. It was a sweater material utility jacket with matching caramel sweat shorts, caramel tights, caramel hiking boots, a matching caramel button-up dress shirt. Oh my God, caramel is my favorite color. I'm about to pop some caramel lip gloss on. Meanwhile, in the USA, kicking off 2024, supermodel Matt Ludwinski just shared a sexy video across social media from the set of a magazine editorial shot by Brian Rashan, aka Shoot with Roz, in which Matt Ludwinski appears to be completely naked. That is so hot. The supermodel further elaborated that he believes he's so sexy, he's God's gift to humanity, which normally might be a little egotistical and off-putting, but in this case, I do have to admit that Matt Ludwinski is very, very sexy, especially in that video. Oh my God, I'm astounded by how hot he is. It's like a video of him naked from every angle, like you know those Google Earth 3D camera whatevers, how they do every different angle. That's what this video is like, but it's of Matt Ludwinski naked. And now he just appeared in a new magazine editorial for Vero magazine by Benjamin Veronis in a pair of nude bikini bottoms that look very nude. I had to do a double take. I had thought he was naked, but no. He's wearing nude bikini bottoms. Oh my God. Harold Taylor, the fitness model, showed up at a field wearing nothing but shiny black tights. I can't tell if the tights are see-through or if it's my imagination, but I do love Harold Taylor's abdominal muscles and everything else. Harold's shoe choice was good also, white and gray with a chunky sole and tiny black backpack that emphasized Harold's bootyliciousness. I love the fact that he's wearing a cross necklace. I love that he's putting his religion on display. That is so cute. Harold was last spotted in a light cream nude colored ensemble. I think he was pumping gas or something. It was like nude colored distressed jeans with a matching nude do-rag with a matching nude shirt, all of which highlighted once again Harold Taylor's abs. and some black Tommy Hilfiger underwear with a metallic gold waistband. I need these Tommy Hilfiger underwear with a metallic gold waistband. I didn't know they made them with a gold metallic waistband. His shirt said, "I'll beat your ass," but the B in beat was crossed out, so it read, "I'll eat your," which Harold punctualized with a photo of him sticking his tongue out. Oh, wow. Meanwhile, designer Jonathan Simkai released a new candy collection and teased it across social media, featuring a series of seductive images featuring models sucking on luxurious Simkai-designed lollipops, which all appear to be spelling out the trademark S Simkai logo in a variety of flavors. I want one. Oh my god. And I also love Simkai's long-sleeve tropical-themed button-ups from his pre-spring 2024 menswear collection. The tropical vibes and the ombre mixed together. That's like epic. I also need the silky wrap dresses from Simkai's new 2024 collection. In Spain for 2024, designer Aitor Goico has been all over editorials everywhere. He just did a spread for Fucking Young magazine, which featured a sparkly high-slit gold Aitor Goico skirt paired with yellow athletic tights. And then he did an editorial. His collection was featured in a 2024 editorial for a Part Publications featuring a slashed up light yellow cardigan with an intricately slashed up back. Oh my god, I love that. I need this slashed up cardigan. I loved the sheer pieces Aitor Goico presented at Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Mexico City, which were black sheer detailed with white fluffy feathery embellishments. Also, speaking of Mexico, I am going to need the Mexican viral star Alexis Lozada's wardrobe, all of his nude-colored ensembles. He was just spotted in the USA at the Griffith Observatory in a cropped nude Adidas hoodie. I need this with a lace front, white lacing detail. Oh my god, I need this Adidas hoodie with the lace front, white lacing detail. He further accessorized the outfit with a matching nude watch and nude rim sunglasses. Alexis also took a hike at Runyon Canyon. I've never been to Runyon Canyon, in a royal blue Paco Rabanne ensemble. It was a Paco Rabanne track jacket unzipped to show off his abs with matching royal blue Paco Rabanne booty shorts. Both the shorts and the jacket had bright red stripes running down the sides, and he finished the look with white Paco Rabanne underwear with the PR, whatchamacallit, strap or whatever, showing from the top. During Alexis's current LA trip, he also wore a very light nude, cream ivory type monochromatic ensemble, which consisted of short shorts and a short sleeve button up shirt and matching Yeezys and a darker shade of nude socks. He was spotted dining on shrimp scampi, which also matched the monochromatic outfit of because the shrimp scampi was also a light shade of nude. Alexis is now the face of Trojan condoms in Mexico. That is so exciting and so hot. I love safe sex, and I love a fashion icon of safe sex. And also, most importantly, as Alex showed, even the Trojan condoms matched the monochrome outfit because they were also a light shade of nude. So Alexis Lozada was able to successfully match his outfit, accessories, shrimp scampi, and his Trojan condoms. That is so hot. But speaking of nude monochromatic looks, I am putting on this chamomile nail color by Madame Glam, to match my monochromatic caramel color looks. It's perfect and it's scented to smell like chamomile. So I am doing this Alexis Lazard type thing with the monochromatic looks, but I am making it scented to match the look as well. I am giving you the full 3D experience here with the scent, the full matching outfit, but I'm going to need to copy Alexis Lazado, and I'm going to need to copy him and find some food and maybe condoms to match the outfit as well. Oh my god, it's about to get lit. Rourke, aka Rourke Ely, oh my god, he busted out a naughty schoolgirl outfit to enter 2024. It was a white dress shirt tied up to be cropped, Britney Spears Baby One More Time style, paired with extremely short, red checkered miniskirt and white thigh-high fishnet stockings, which he captioned with, have I been a good boy or a naughty boy, sir? Oh my god, his accent. Twitch star guy_in_a_skirt has been repeatedly hacked and deleted on Instagram, but he is now back, and he kicked off the new year in a variety of looks, including his famous sexy black and white maid outfit, but also a preppy look that consisted of a preppy gray sweater paired with an extra short red checkered miniskirt, and also a goth style black corseted short dress with a tutu-esque bottom half paired with black fishnets. Supermodel Zach Tidswell showed up to ballet practice in black footless tights that appeared to be see-through and showed off his supermodel assets. Oh my god. Zach just posted a preview of a new photo shoot by Inken for top London designer Harry K.S. new collection, taken on top of Seven Sisters Cliffs, in which Zach wears epic structural oversized inflated pants by Harry K.S. Oh my god, I need some inflated pants. Zach was just the face of Selfridge's holiday campaign, where he wore a sexy black sheer lacy two-piece ensemble, and now Zach was just spotted in Norway in tiny shorts next to an icy extravagant indoor Norway pool. Oh my god, I would want to be at a indoor Norway pool, but it does seem a little too icy to do something extra icy. I don't know. But now, Zach is about to heat things up as he is set to headline the Nutcracker for Ukraine's Kyiv Ballet. Oh my god, Zach is going on tour, and he is also apparently currently headlining Don Quixote, I don't know, but it's a very prestigious ballet, and he's headlining it also, I think, for the Kyiv Ballet, but I'm not sure, but I don't know. I want to see him in the Nutcracker. He showed a preview of the top half of his Nutcracker's outfit. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is like my version of the Renaissance by Beyoncé tour. Oh my god, Zach Tidswell live. Oh my god. Oh my god. Meanwhile in Canada, Canada's Drag Race star Melinda Verga served 1920s glamour with a dramatic finger wave hairdo that was heavily accented in Swarovski crystals, extra glam makeup including a 1920s smoky eye look with a magenta pout and a giant chandelier-style choker necklace dripping in jewels plus matching drop earrings. Melinda Verga is so glamorous. Canada's Drag Race's Océane Aqua Black showed up on tour in Canada in a statuesque Medusa-themed look with white Medusa headdress. I love that. Océane also gave a sneak peek at her 2024 nails with an epic manicure that goes from ruby red to white to candy yellow. Oh my god, like candy corn. I love that. Very excited to see what Océane serves in 2024. Back to Milan. Oh my god, the best of Milan. MSM debuted their Fall-Winter 2024 collection at Milan Fashion Week, designed by Massimo Giorgi. I love the sparkly metallic confetti or tassel style gold sweater and the fluffy light nude colors MSM slippers they styled it with. I also love that there's an entire range of MSM sparkly metallic tassel sweaters, including in silver, and matching sparkly metallic tassel sweater material underwear. Oh my god, I'm going to need this whole sparkly metallic tassel line by MSM. J.W. Anderson by Jonathan Anderson has been all over the news, all over the blogs for debuting his menswear collection consisting primarily of oversized sweaters paired with black control top pantyhose. The sweaters feature epic art in honor of famed film director Stanley Kubrick, painted by Stanley's daughters Christiane Kubrick and Katharina Kubrick. I love the J.W. Anderson ruffly satin looks also. The ruffles coming out of the cardigans and matching satin ruffle trimmed shorts. I especially love the bright pink ruffles. Oh my god, bright pink ruffles. Oh my god, but Paris Fashion Week just kicked off and I cannot wait for you all to come back for my Best of Paris Fashion Week special. Thanks a lot for tuning in and see you next time.